This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem. So we have a little bit of a different start time for the Davar Yafar Be'ita. Usually we do this Friday, but I'm going to be in Chicago tomorrow. I'm speaking in Chicago over Shabbos, over the weekend. But I did not want to miss this weekly session, Davar Yafa Be'ita. It's really a very enjoyable miktsaya, where we try to connect the parsha to the Zman of the year. And now Chanukah is approaching, so Baruch Hashem, I feel like as we get closer to a Yom Tov, the connection between the parsha and the Yom Tov becomes even more apparent and clearer. I want to post for you the Mar Mekoymos here, and here we go. So the Pasuk says in the beginning of the parsha, and actually, this first Dvar Torah is very special to me because today the new Sefer, Rabbi Meir Balhanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem, was published. And the first Dvar Torah brings in Rabbi Meir. It is well known, and we've said this many, many times, that it says that Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzela. Yaakov was very scared and he was distressed. So Rashi says, Yaakov was afraid lest he be killed. He was distressed lest he kill others. So it is said in the Beis HaMedrash, and it is said, how do you get yours autographed? You don't need it autographed, but you could always come to my house. You could message me after. It's said in the Beis HaMedrash, and it's in all the Sifrei Drush, that the Acherim that Yaakov Avinu was afraid of killing was Rabbi Meir. Because if it was Esav, it should just say Esav. Why does it say Acherim? Rabbi Meir is called, nicknamed Acherim, because of an episode recorded at the end of Masechta Horeos, that he's from the descendants of Esav, like the Gemara says in Gittin, that Nero and Kesar converted. The Romans sent Nero Kesar to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and as he is headed toward Yerushalayim, so he asks a child to read him a pasuk, and the pasuk the child read him basically said that Nero and Kesar, the Roman governor, would destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and then God would wipe his hands with him. And what I would like to suggest is, why at this interval specifically is Yaakov Avinu afraid of eradicating Reb Meir? Again, Reb Meir's lineage is he came from Nero and Kesar, who came from Esav. Why is Yaakov Avinu at this juncture in time so concerned to preserve the root of Rabbi Meir? So we could say as follows. This week, at this time, we're preparing for Chanukah. And Yaakov was concerned about Rabbi Meir as a preparation for Chanukah. The foundational principle of Chanukah is to rejoice that we are the children of Hashem. The Yevanim tried to abolish from us three mitzvahs: Chodesh, Milah, and Shabbos. These three mitzvahs indicate that we are the children of Hashem. Like the Chida says, the fact that Hashem defers to us regarding when the new month is, the fact Milah, the Zayar says, shows that we're Balan Lamakayim, and Shabbos is the scepter of the king that we're only allowed to use because we're the king's children. And because the celebration of Chanukah is a celebration of the idea that we're children of Hashem, that's why in Al HaNisim we emphasize V'achar Kein Ba'u Vanecha. We mean V'achar Kein Ba'u Vanecha. In the beginning of the Al HaNisim we say V'mei Matzisil Ben Yechon Gondach Hashem Avanav K'sha'am Da Ma'achisil Ben Harsha Al Amcha Yisrael. We're just God's people. But by the end of the story of Chanukah, we're God's children. God demonstrated that He's our Father because He preserved for us Chodesh, Milah, and Shabbos. The whole tefillah of Rabbi Meir, of Elokah D'Meir Aneni, the Marshal says Rabbi Meir was davening not that Hashem should answer the God, not that the God of Meir should answer him, but the God that illuminated for us in the times of Chanukah should answer. And therefore, because Rabbi Meir is such an essential ingredient in Chanukah, therefore, as a preparation for Chanukah, we read this week that Yaakov Avinu was concerned, Shema Yaharog Acherim. Okay. Now, Let's move on further. So Yaakov Avinu is about to head, is about to face off with Esav HaRasha, and he takes his camp, and he crosses the Nachal, and he crosses them over. And in many Sifrei Drush, in the Sefer Zichron Meir of Bluzhov, and the Yetiv Lev, you know, the Nachal, you know what Nachal stands for? Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. Nachal stands for Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. And Vayavar Es Asher Loi. Loi refers to the 36 candles of Chanukah. The Mekubalim teach us, the Arizal teaches us, that when you say the words Lehadlik Ner Chanukah, you should be mechavein for the special shame of Nachal. Nachal not only stands for Lehadlik Ner Chanukah, but also stands for Noitzer Chesed La'alafim. So this pasuk, Vayikachem, Yaakov took his family and he crossed them the Nachal. It's like Yaakov Avinu is trying to access the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And Vayavar Es Asher Loi, he tried to access the 36 Neiros. And this works out beautiful based on what we learned last week from the Shachal HaTorah. That on the Pasuk, Vayivaser Yaakov Levadai, that Chazal say, don't read it, he was left alone. Rather, read it that Yaakov went back lechadoi for his jug of oil. What is this jug of oil? This is a jug that was miraculously revealed to Yaakov Avinu when he put the stone under his head and he woke up early in the morning. And it was revealed to him, miraculous oil. And that's why Yaakov Avinu went out of his way to go back and get this miraculous oil. And in the Sefer Bircha Shmuel, on Parshas Miketz, he adds that this jug of oil was no ordinary jug of oil, but this was actually the jug of oil that would later become revealed to the Chashmonam in the times of Chanukah. Therefore, if Yaakov Avinu is in the process of going back to secure the jug of oil, to be able to make sure there's a miracle of Chanukah, this works out beautifully. Why Yaakov Avinu is concerned to preserve the soul of Rav Meir. It works out beautifully that, as we mentioned, Vayavirim es hanachal, nachal, ner, lahadlik ner Chanukah, Vayavar es asherloi, the lamed vav neiros. And then we could add the well-known gematria of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Vayiga bekaf yirechai, the angel of Esav came and he attacked Yaakov. So it's brought in the Sefer Avnei Shai from Rabbi Yitzchok Shloima Elboim. An amazing remez of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. The word Vayiga is Gematria Chanukah. That is, Esav wanted to be Oiker Chanukah. And this works out also beautifully with what we've mentioned until now. That Yaakov Avinu was trying to secure the soul of Rav Meir to ensure and prepare for Chanukah. And he crosses the Nachal to be able to secure the Neiros of Chanukah and the Lamed Vav Neiros. And that is what the Sarei Shel Esav is coming to counteract. Vayivaser Yaakov Levadoi, and the Sarei Shel Esav is coming Vayiga. Vayiga is Gematria Chanukah. Another idea. The Pasuk says, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukhoisa, Vayiven Loi Bayis. I want to thank my friends, Rabbi Yisrael Eliezer Levy and Rabbi Rafael Ansel of France, who gave me very nice suggestions this week. It's brought in the Sefer Kunches B'Inyanei Chanukah. I have the Sefer of Rav Chanoi Chenech Karlenstein. He brings that the Kadmoinim say, not sure who the Kadmoinim are, that V'Yaakov Nasa Sukhoisa V'Yivin Loi Bayis. Loi, again, is a remez to the Lamed Vav Neiros of Chanukah, that we light at the Pesach HaBayis. Some add, not only that, V'Yivin. V'Yivin refers to the B'nai Bina. Vayiven, the Bnei Bina, Loi, we're Sake Lamed Vav Neiros, Bayis. But then the Sifrei Chasidim, for instance, Rav Mordechai of Nardvarna, add as follows. Yaakov Avinu is trying to be Moishech, Rachamim for Klal Yisrael. And you know what, at a time like this, this should be particularly meaningful to us. Because Rav Mordechai of Nardvarna brings, here we are, we're after the Yom Naram, but in our mind, you know, everything was sealed already. So, apparently this year, was sealed, unfortunately, to be a year so far of tzar for Klal Yisrael. Is there anything we could still do? So we know there's an idea that the Gemar HaChasima extends not only from Yom Kippur to Hoshana Rabbah, but even from Hoshana Rabbah to Chanukah. So Reb Mardcha of Nadvarna says, Yaakov Avinu extended the Gemar HaChasima from Yom Kippur to Hoshana Rabbah. The Yaakov Nosa Sukhoisa. Yaakov extended the Gemar HaChasima until Sukkos. But then he saw that wasn't enough. So you know what he did? Vayiven loy bayis. He understood Vayiven Lamed Vav, that he's going to extend the Gemar until for 36 days. You could still have a bayis and be zoicha to a chasima toiva. And in the Rebbe of Kretchnov says that's why the next pasuk Vayova Yaakov Shalem, that through the 36 nairs of Chanukah we could be zoicha to a level of Vayova Yaakov Shalem. Now this one, the next presentation, is really out of this world. There's a pasuk, I believe it's in Eiv. Lo shavasi v'lo shakarati v'lo nachti v'yavei roiges. I didn't have tranquility, I didn't have respite, I didn't have menucha, and anger came. And Chazal in Bereishis Rabbah say that these four languages of difficulty refer to four tsaros in Yaakov's life: Esav, Lavan, Nachti is referring to Dina, Roiges is Yosef. And in, however, in Shemois Rabbah, they darshan, it's referring to the four galosim, and Nachti refers to Yavan. So in one medrash, they darshan, V'lay Nachti refers to the tzara of Dina, and in, that's in Bereishis Rabbah. In Shemois Rabbah, they darshan that's referring to Greece. Rav Gedal Yeshur says that actually these two drashos seamlessly work together beautifully, because the tzara of Dina and the tzara of the Yavanim parallel each other. Because just like Yavan was a unique galus, it was the only galus that occurred when we were in the Holy Land with the Beis HaMikdash. All the other galusim, we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Yavan was a galus in Eretz Yisrael. So too, the tzara of Dina is not like the tzara of Lavan or Yosef, where they were in Chutz La'aretz. No, the tzara of Dina was when Yaakovina returned to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's called V'loi Nachti. It's a lashon of Menucha, like the Beis HaMikdash is called Menucha. They're also similar in the following way. The purpose of the Gezer of the Yavanim was to contaminate the sanctity of the Jewish people. For example, they decreed that Habasula Neseis Tibal Latavsar Tchila, any woman that gets married has to have relations with the governor first. And the Yavanim were Mavata, the mitzvah of Mila, which is the physical difference between Jew and Gentile. And that is the exact same tzara of what Shechem and Hamar wanted to do with the Mice of Dina, to uproot the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, to contaminate Dina. And not only that, in a way they also wanted to Mavata Mila, because they took upon themselves Bris Mila so that everyone should be the same. And by the way, and after the episode of Dina, Yaakov Avinu was commanded to make a mizbeach, like it says, "Vayomer l'kim al Yaakov kamalei beisel v'shev sham ase sham mizbeach." Similar to what happened in the times of the Yavanim, that after the times of the Chasharim who prevailed over the Yavanim, when they came back to the Beis HaMikdash, they rededicated the mizbeach. Chanukas hamizbeach. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, that's why there's such a very big mitzvah to do what on Chanukah. If you don't know what the main mitzvah of Chanukah is, all you have to do is look at Jewish magazines and you'll see. Obviously, the main mitzvah of Chanukah is to eat high caloric donuts filled with all kinds of cream. Obviously, that's the main avodah on Chanukah. Why do we eat jelly donuts on Chanukah? Rosh Hashanah says, because we want to make an Alam Mechia and then pray for the restoration of the Mizbeach, like we say, Ve'al Mizbechecha Ve'al Hechalecha. So just like in the times of the Chashmonaim, they rededicated the Mizbeach, Yaakov Avinu, after the episode with Dinah, rededicates the Mizbeach. And furthermore, we find that on the Pasuk Kum Alei Beisel, Hashem criticizes Yaakov because he was Nisatzel in putting up the Matseva. He had the Tzara of Dina. Similarly, we find times of Yevanim, the reason why we were susceptible to the decree of the Yevanim is because the Bach famously says we were Nisrashel in the Avodah. Be it as it may, the Rabbi Gedalia Shor really magnificently shows the parallel between the Gezerois and the Yeshua, the Gezerois of the Yevanim and the Yeshua of Chanukah, and the Gezerah of Dina and being saved. Number one, they were both in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, it was to contaminate Kedushas Yisrael in terms of violating Dina, and that's what they did to the Menos Yisrael. Number three, to destroy the separation created through Mila. Number four, Yaakov Avinu was commanded to rededicate the Mizbeach like in times of the Chashonam. And number five, that just like Yaakov Avinu, Chazal find the criticism that he was Nisatzel in Hakamas HaMatzeva. Likewise, the Gzera of Chanukah was because they were Nisrashel in the Avodah. Okay, so thank you everybody for joining. I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. There's no Shir tomorrow. And Be'ezras Hashem, we'll see everybody back. You could join us Sunday more. Stay tuned for upcoming Shiram. Okay? Hatzlacha Rabbah.
Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.